Hi, Tim Unkert from IWillSolveThat.com speaking about grade retention. This is and will be a hot topic in education for years to come. So there have been a lot of studies that say that grade retention is not beneficial for students and we should promote them, etc. I'm here to argue that grade retention is a good thing. Let me tell you where I'm coming from. A few years ago, I began working in a district where there was no retention because, quote, studies show it was not beneficial. It should be noted that other studies show it is, but those aren't popular with the mainstream education politics of today. Anyways, at the district, what I saw was appalling. The inability to even add 3 plus 2 without a calculator for a high school kid was kind of scary. Kids in the district would fail and then be pushed on because it wasn't beneficial to hold them back. Now, this might be okay for a non-math related course, but let's face it, math builds upon itself. You can't build the top of the pyramid without building the base first. Yet that is exactly what schools are doing when they pass kids on who fail at math. These kids get more and more confused and ultimately have no idea what is going on. There needs to be an alternative. What I would argue for is an intervention class for these kids who fail at math. If schools really want to pass kids on, which I don't think is a good idea, and I'm going to get into that a bit more shortly, at least have an intervention class. That way, they have something to help them catch on up with what they are missing. The other thing about adding an intervention class, meaning that they have two math classes, is that it is a bit of a discouragement to fail math in the first place. If you just give them an easier math intervention class, you can actually encourage some kids to fail. Now, I can hear some people saying, well, my kid just isn't good at math. Well, let me tell you something, that is not true. You can be good at anything you set your mind to. Sure, some people will have more of a math aptitude than others, but even with people who struggle at math, those who work hard can succeed. I had a former professor at college who told me when he was a child, he was told he wasn't that good at math. So to prove that person wrong, he worked hard and now has a PhD in mathematics and is delving into string theory. So it can happen. The problem with retention is, unfortunately, when you just blindly pass people on to the next grade, we disincentivize hard work. Why work hard when you will just be passed on anyways? The other thing that blindly passing students on has done is that it has taken away the social stigma of being held back. Well, isn't that a good thing? I don't think so. A little social discouragement to being held back can pressure a kid into working hard enough so it doesn't happen. Well, what about the kids who are harmed by the social stigma? Sure, there will be a few, but unfortunately you can't save everyone, and by blindly passing kids on, it lowers a majority of students' incentive to work hard. This lowers the overall level of everyone. Think about it. It's easier to get an A in a class where no one tries. All you have to do is be slightly better than the rest. If the class is low, you just have to be average. So average gets an A in a lot of school districts in the US, and that is a shame. I'll leave you with that as food for thought. If you're intrigued by what I said and want to help your child in math, so they're above average, please check out my Books of Timmy on Amazon or visit my website, IWillSolveThat.com. Signing off, this has been Timothy Unkert of IWillSolveThat.com.